This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Bring it across, takes it to the logo, goes left on Brunson, driving in, skipped it over to Wiggins. Wiggins puts it on the deck. He'll drive the glass, goes up.
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness! Oh, they're going to call it an offensive foul on Wiggins.
Not a team foul. Steve Kerr's going to call a timeout.
You're going to challenge it?
You may challenge that.
Dub Nation, it's Andrew Wiggins. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Knockout tournament 1 hour away. Like, not the actual tournament.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The qualification sensation.
Cha-ching!
Okay, that's what's coming up.
Cha-ching!
1 hour. 1 hour from now. I know everybody's trying to get in.
Yep.
You're trying to be like Jimmy Butler and get into Chase Center. Come join us March 3rd. Keep trying to win. I know a lot of you have been trying to win. Your next chance to do it is at 4 o'clock. Be with us. We'll give you the key word, and then we'll give you instructions, and we'll go from there. But in the 4 o'clock hour, we will award another entrant into the knockout tournament, and four Warriors got knocked out off of the team yesterday.
Damn.
4-for-1. Jimmy Butler is now a Warrior.
Say and that again.
Jimmy Butler is a Warrior.
Okay, because I'm having a hard time.
It's still
like,
weird.
It is. And it's partly because, you know, you and I were on the air for a hot second, and we were doing, you know, Warriors Live and trying to do our Take It to the Bank prediction. And both of our predictions, by the way, we nailed them. I had the
Wiggins wasn't playing.
I had under Schroeder on a half an assist. And he might have helped somebody on his way to the airport. But it's funny because Schroeder got traded to the other team. And then before he could even get to the other locker room, he got traded again.
Which I don't even know if he actually got traded. It was like a reworking of the deal somehow.
It's just weird.
But, I mean, for a guy who literally did a piece with Dalton Johnson of NBC Sports Bay Area 2 days ago and said that the trade deadline is modern-day slavery.
Right.
And he had just been traded to the Warriors 2 months ago and then ends up on two other rosters in the same day. I got to think yesterday wasn't a good day for Dennis Schroeder.
And I wonder what it was like for Dennis. Just a quick aside. Like, I'm thinking about Dennis, who goes out and tries to warm up to play a game as a Warrior, and then Steve Kerr brings everyone in the locker room, and he has to let everyone know that you, the four of you are gone. And so Dennis is, like, calling his agent and calling family and saying, okay, guys, I'm here in Utah. You need to come here and join me because I'm a Jazz. And then within 14 minutes, it's like, no. You're going elsewhere to Toronto or to Detroit or... I think Detroit.
Detroit is where he ended up, yes.
I mean, and if you're Dennis, you're like, geez, do I already have one of those uniforms in my closet?
Man, seriously.
Because he's played for eight teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it's
crazy.
Kind of a weird thing.
No doubt. But bottom line is the Warriors make their big swing yesterday. Jimmy Butler is the guy. I don't love the deal, but I understand the deal. Really about time more than anything else. The Warriors had set themselves up so that they can make one more deal to help Steph Curry. And as much as who that was, it was also about when that was. And they were running out of time. It's like you can keep pushing the can down the road, hoping that Giannis is going to be available, but Steph might be 48 years old
right.
by the time someone becomes available. So that's why I say I understand the deal. But it does feel like an arranged marriage to me. 48 hours earlier, you wanted Kevin Durant. He didn't want you. Jimmy Butler wanted the Suns. They didn't want you or couldn't get you. And so what do we do? 11th hour, it's like, well, you'll pay me. And the Warriors are like, and we need a star with a name. Okay, let's get together. Which, that's not love.
No.
But it could turn into it.
It could, and or it could be like my junior prom, and I'll mention her, Kathleen Webb, where okay. we got to the last week before the prom, and
Catherine Webb? You went to the prom with Catherine Webb?
Kathleen Webb.
Oh, okay, sorry.
She was a stretch four, a fellow redhead, about 5'10". I was about 5'2" at the time, and you get down to the last week before the prom, and I wanted to go to the prom, and, you know, she also wanted to go to the prom, so... It's like...
So you went to the prom?
We went to the prom together.
How'd it go?
It was fun. We had a great time.
Okay.
But it did not end up in a championship.
It did not end up in a championship.
It was not a culmination sensation. You know what it ended up with?
What?
It ended up with a great picture, which thankfully nobody has a copy of it. And it ended up with just a fun night. And
okay.
this could end up...
Yeah.
This is more likely to end up like that than, oh, you know what? She and I, we discovered each other that night, and it turned into a marriage, and it culminated into a championship.
Yeah, they're more watchable. There's no doubt about
and
it.
And I'm sorry if she's out there listening, because I'm sure
she's not listening.
She has long since buried this one.
Someone's listening who's calling her, but she's not listening.
It was a desperation sensation on both parts.
It was for the Warriors as well.
You're right. 888-957-9570.
Sticky Steve in the city. Hi, Sticky
Steve. Real name.
I don't know. Ask him. Hi, Steve.
It's Sushi Steve, guys. Sushi.
Sushi Steve. Sorry, our guy Cam, look, we're out on remote. Our guy Cam is answering the phones today because Lucas needs to act like we need him here, so he's sitting next to us doing nothing. And so Cam does not know some of our regular callers. Hi, Sushi Steve. All good.
It's all good. Hey, guys, so I have a question for you. So I'm like you guys. I'm about the same age as you guys. I'm a, you know, San Francisco native. So travel back in time with me, guys, like 1992. You know, I'm going to Warrior Games, and before any Warrior Game that I go to, I would ask the person who I'm getting tickets from or do my own research, who are they playing against? And I would decide whether to go to Oakland to watch if it was worth watching the other people on the roster. That's how it was to be a Golden State Warrior fan. I know you guys remember that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So then I remember the same time seeing the Spurs, like, constantly in the finals. Tim Duncan and David Robinson, like, they just keep loading up, right? And I'm like, I remember saying to myself, that would be really cool if I could see the Warriors, like, in the finals and making playoff runs every year. Like, I've never got to see that. I was born in 77, so I didn't get to see the championship that year, right? So, but it was unfathomable. I'm focused on the Niners. We're a football city. The Giants, you know, whatever, panning out. So my question to you guys is that the feeling that I got yesterday when, you know, Durant, and then all of a sudden Durant goes, no, I don't want a reunion. Okay, and then all of a sudden we get Jimmy Butler. That was a big red flag to me. I'm like, wait a second. Jimmy Butler was out of the conversation a couple weeks, or like a week or 2 weeks ago, saying he didn't want to come here. Then we're pursuing KD. KD's like, yeah, I don't want a reunion. And then we end up with Jimmy. I'm like, dude, is this the beginning? So now it's 2.5 years, right? We got 2.5 years with this guy.
Yep.
Steph's probably got 2.5 years, maybe. Draymond, maybe even less. So my question is, at the end of this 2.5 years, are we going to become the Washington Wizards again? Well, are we going to be like the worst team in basketball?
Wow.
I don't know about that. Like, here's the thing, Steve, and thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
I can't tell you yes, but I also can't tell you no. But the reason that if I had to guess, I would say no is for two reasons. One, and this is a good thing, I think, a good part of this deal, is that Jimmy messed around so much in Miami that this did not end up costing you a bunch of first-round picks. You did not give up your future in order to do this. So that's good. The second thing is, whether Joe Lacob and all of his team, whether they are as great of an ownership group as it looks like they are now, or if it was a little bit just because Steph was here,
yeah,
I'm confident enough that they're not a bad ownership group. They're not a group that's going to let this team become some sort of an afterthought or an also-ran. They want to win. They're willing to spend. They make more good decisions than bad. And so are they going to be great? I have no idea, but I don't think they're going to become like what the Wizards are going through, example.
Well, I have examples on what has happened, and I'll start with the Bulls. They missed the playoffs six straight times after they won six titles, during which time they won 33% of their games. 6 years, Mark, with no playoffs. The Lakers, after their last title, they made the playoffs three times, then they missed it six times in a row. They won 34% of their games. The Spurs, after their last playoff in 2019, they went 5 years with no playoffs, and they won 35% of their games. So if you want to talk about what this might look like, Bulls, Lakers, Spurs, three dynasties, after it was over,
yep,
it was five or more years of winning one of three games and no playoffs. That's just the history. And I know you're distracted right now.
Well,
but I got notes.
But I'm always distracted, especially when you're talking. but yes, like,
oh my God,
that's the NBA. That's the NBA.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't think you're going to end up in a spot where you're looking at the team going, dude, this is a joke. Why are you doing what you're doing? But that doesn't mean you're not going to have some bad lottery years.
Yeah.
It's very, very hard to just go find your generational talent. And it's funny sometimes to me that Warrior fans forget that. Just because we found one, now it's like we forget the fact that we almost never had one before.
Right.
You know? So, anyway.
Well, we had one and we traded him away after he was Rookie of the Year, Chris Webber.
Also true. True. All right. So, look, we're going to keep taking your calls. We are live at Splash at Thrive City, the all-new sports bar restaurant, absolute mecca right outside Chase Center. If you're joining us on YouTube, check this out.
Yeah.
If you're not with us on YouTube, get with us on YouTube. I'm going to do my best to like not spill this.
Yeah.
But they put the spicy smash burger, two of them, right in front of us.
Two burgers inside one booth.
One booth,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's what it looks like right there. That's the spicy smash burger. Those right there, those are French fries.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
I'm going to eat it.
And you're going to eat this thing. Now, okay, so I want you to take a look because I know the menu is not online yet. But this is one of the signature items that was just put in front of us.
Yeah.
And this is a good day.
And with you and I each having one, does this make us the Smash Brothers?
Oh, that's very, very well played.
Randy?
That's very, very well played.
Yeah.
It does. Although I don't...
Thank you. Yeah,
he likes
it. It's rare.
I don't like where people are going to take that comment. But anyway,
oh, God.
It's all good.
You had to ruin it.
Safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Get your hand off me. Friendly technicians, check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your vehicle. Stay in your vehicle. Stay in your lane.
My bad.
Locations, coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. We're about to eat a smash burger, and then about to smash these phone calls. If you're on hold, stay right there. If not, dive in
with us.
Are you in or you out on the Jimmy Butler deal? He is a member of the Dubs, and this is Willard and Dibs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're having a day, okay? We're at Splash at Thrive City. If you don't know what that is, check it out. It's going to be open to the public tomorrow morning. We've got a VIP soft launch tonight.
Yep.
The spicy smash burger just got put in front of us.
Yeah.
So there's that. So now, by the way, we're going to do this whole show with the smell of jalapeno right in our faces.
Totally.
Which is fantastic. But this place is beautiful. 30,000 square foot sports bar offers state-of-the-art viewing experience. We can attest to that. I mean, the score scroll, the wraparound TVs, which are just absolutely bigger than life. You can do it in a booth downstairs. You could do it in the couch upstairs. And that's not as salacious as it sounds, but pretty close.
It can be.
It's pretty bougie up there. And so this place is beautiful and obviously right in the shadow of Chase Center. So we invite you all to check it out here next time you come into the area.
I was saying earlier, it's everything that a sports bar or a sports book, rather, in Vegas provides, mixed with actual windows. Because you go to Vegas or Reno and they want you in there. They don't want you to leave. And here, you have the sports book feel here in the bar. We're in the VIP lounge. And then you look to your left and it's windows and it's the plaza and it's Chase Center. And it's incredible.
It's incredible. And when this rain goes away, there's also outdoor space as along with the indoor space for you to come check it out. Just a couple of menu highlights that we wanted to tell you about, because as we mentioned, you got the smash burger, you got wings, wood-fired pizzas, tacos, curated tastes of fresh rolls and savory mains, and obviously you got the bar downstairs, the bar upstairs. They're gonna make a cocktail right for you. So if you need a Manhattan on the rocks or whatever it is you need, you come in here and you get what you get. And this is, we've been talking about vibes with the Warriors all year.
Yeah.
Vibes are on point inside this place.
Vibes are on 100 points.
Yeah.
It's like a million. And what's cool is that you also have Papa Shot and you've got a golf simulator.
Yes.
And you really do have things for the kids if you're so inclined. If you want to come down to a Warriors your game with your family. You come down early. This is the place where you tailgate. So you come here with your kids, and you set them up with Papa Shot. You get yourself a smash burger with the jalapeno on top, a couple of cocktails. The kids can do Papa Shot and maybe a little golf simulation. It would be a simulation sensation if you're so inclined, right?
So if you're listening, if just joining us, yes, Dan Dibley said, take your kids to a bar. That's exactly what he said. And now, back to the phones.
Well, it's a restaurant bar, and as you know, Mark, having a number of kids here and there.
Oh, I would take them in here. I would totally take them in here.
Of course, but yeah. If they serve food, your kids are allowed to be
yes,
there.
Yes, that is correct.
It's no longer a bar if they serve food.
That is correct.
Even though you can't have them sit at the bar.
I just also have a 6'4" kid who I have to make sure I know where he is at all times.
Right.
When we're in here.
Dad, I went there without you. I've already been there.
That was creepy. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. All right. How about Jason in Oakland? We're talking out Jimmy Butler. Are you thumbs up, thumbs down on the deal? Jason, what do you think? Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, guys. I'm thumbs down.
Tell us why.
I'm thumbs down. I'm both thumbs down. Another thing I want to say, we didn't lose Poole. We lost Clay. We lost Wiggins. We lost Wiseman. We could have drafted one of the Ball brothers. Now, after all said and done, we got Jimmy Butler. So what does that say about our upper management?
Jason, what do you think?
What does that – what does the upper management is trash. They got to be trash. If we didn't lost all those players, didn't pay some players, now Kevin Durant don't want to come here because of Draymond Green and his antics. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Warriors fan, guys, but it's like I don't even really want to watch the game. I'm not watching tonight.
Look, Jason,
because I feel like
– Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like Wiggins is way better than Jimmy Butler. And another thing I want to say to you guys, if Kuminga was here and say we were 6 or 7 games over 500, would have they made that trade? That's what I wanted to ask you guys. If Kuminga wasn't hurt and we was like 6 or 7 or 8 games over 500 and Kuminga was averaging around 24, 25 a game, and Wiggins, he's been playing his best basketball in the last 2 weeks, what is the GM thinking about? They made the trade because the Lakers made a trade, Dallas made a big trade, and Warriors feel like they're one of the top franchises, so they had to make a move, a splash, too. That don't make no sense what they did. I'd rather went into the next season with the same squad we have now. And
Jason,
got rid of
turn him down. Turn him down. Jason, breathe, man, breathe. We got to get some other people in here,
and
I'd love to respond to that. You got some passion on this, and there's some takes in there that I think have some fairness. There's also some takes in there that I think are a little bit off.
It's spicier than your spicy smash
definitely.
Burger.
Jason, it sounds to me like you're insinuating that you think Jonathan Kuminga is capable of averaging 24 a night and would be the lead dog in having the Warriors be the 5 seed right now. I think that's an erroneous take. I don't think we've seen anything like that from Jonathan Kuminga before.
Well, I'll answer his question. If he was averaging 24 or 25 a game and they were 7 games above 500, they would not have made this
move. Right, but if I had 3 heads, would I be able to fit on this camera?
You'd be a 3-headed monster.
We'd
have to have 3 different Zoom cameras. One for each of your heads.
This is one thing, and I know I get painted often as this, he's always going to be for the vets, and he's always going to be a shill for the organization. I feel like there's a lot of people out there, and Jason, you might be one of them, who you just love young people no matter what the hell they show you, and you decide that they would be great if somebody would just let them. What do you mean they lost James Wiseman? He can't play. He just got traded again this morning. Do you even know that?
Oh, he did?
He's on the Raptors now.
I had no idea.
And he only has 1 Achilles tendon. So, James.
That sounded mean.
I'm sorry. We got to stop glorifying this. Now, if you want to say the Warriors messed up the pick, now we can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did. And the Jordan Poole thing is so layered. That's so layered to say that he and Klay Thompson, they lost Klay Thompson. Klay left, and he's not even really that great anymore. anymore.
And Clay wanted to leave. Right. I think Clay wanted to have a chance at a new destination. I do think that there's a couple different things in his call, and I appreciate the passion.
Absolutely.
The one thing, if Kuminga was averaging 25 and they were 7 above, of course they don't make this trade because Kuminga would then essentially be him, and you would be paying him $40 million next year, and you'd be a team that's probably a 3 or 4 seed.
Yeah,
so
you
wouldn't be needing to add a piece. And all the rest of it, I mean, James Wiseman was overdrafted, and I hope that his Achilles gets better and he's able to still have a career. Jordan Poole happened the way it happened. Clay wanted to go elsewhere. For me, you can't look back. You can only look forward. You and I have talked about this in terms of personal things, your life, my life. Things happen, and yeah, they happen, and you have to move forward. And the Warriors now have chosen to move forward with Jimmy Butler.
Absolutely, but the other side to that is to say, I have a hard time coupling all those things together and then saying the Warrior front office is trash. Are there some points to be made for some of those things? Yes. Some of them are also completely out of their hands. You're also talking about two totally different front offices when you rip things that have been going on for 5 years. The guy who's the general manager now wasn't the general manager when a lot of that stuff started to go down. So I think it's hard, whether you want to say something positive or negative, to be that much catch-all in the way that you want to approach it over the last 5 years. If you're frustrated with the situation that they're in and you think that they just made a bad deal, I think there's room for that argument. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. For me, they got to a spot where they absolutely had to make a deal. This is not the deal that I would have chosen. It was the only one that happened to be available.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't think it's a great deal, but I understand it.
I like what you said earlier about they had one move to make between now and, let's just say, the end of the Steph Curry era, which is now 2.5 years. And if you thought that this was the best move at the best time that you could make, then you make it. And that's the move that they made. And they made this move, and then Jimmy Butler signs for 2 years and $120 million or so. And so now you're married to Jimmy Butler. And we don't know if Jimmy Butler and Steph and Draymond will work on the court together. We don't know if it's going to be a piece that's actually going to elevate the franchise, but they seem to think so. So this is the one that they chose. They fired this bullet. They gave up a first-round pick, and really Andrew Wiggins and not a lot else, because Dennis Schroeder was going to be gone, and Kyle Anderson was not a forever Warrior, and Lindy Waters, you know, you found him out of nowhere, and he played his way into a spot where now he's actually a commodity. So really it becomes Wiggins for Butler, and you took an affordable Andrew Wiggins, and you signed Jimmy Butler to an astronomical amount. If it doesn't work, then we can criticize, I think.
95.7 The Game's Twitter feed has a thought right now, and it is the question we're asking. It's a simple one. Are you in or out on this deal? Before we get that answer, though, from more of our callers, and the line right now is 888-957-957, and we'd love to hear from you on this. How would you answer that? Are you in or out on this?
I'm in. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in because I'm a Warrior fan, and they signed him to an extension. And what I told you yesterday, and really all week or all the time that Jimmy Butler was being thrown out, my thought was, I'm not in based on the idea that Jimmy would come here and maybe player opt in or maybe not be here. If it was a 2-month rental, I'm out. The fact that they gave him 2 years of an extension and they're basically saying this is what we're going with, as a Warrior fan and as a fan of this regime, and I've been a fan for a lot longer than Joe Lacob's even been around, but what Joe has done with this team and the fact that this tells me that you're not trading Steph, you're probably not trading Draymond, and now you've got Jimmy. So if it's going to be 2.5 years of Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy, and you can try to maneuver around that, I'm in.
Yeah, the only way I can answer it, I want to be in,
yeah,
but I'm out. Because
I'm usually the out guy and you're the in guy. What the hell's going on?
Well, but I'm out with the understanding of why they did it. I don't know that there was ever going to be a better option.
Right.
But if you're asking me, do I think that this is a good fit? Do I think this is a good pairing? Do I think that Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler are going to extend any sort of run? I don't see it. I don't see it. And I, what I do see, though, is I see all kinds of potholes with regard to where this could go next with Jimmy Butler. He's done it everywhere he's gone. He's ended up becoming a problem. And now he's coming into a culture, and this is, he's not used to this. He's coming into an established culture that's not his. I think this has been an under-discussed thing about this move. Jimmy Butler ran Miami. And when he went to Philadelphia, Joel Embiid is off the court enough to where he was like, I'm going to run Philadelphia. Then he tried to run Minnesota. You don't even get a chance to do that here. You can't come in here and try to own this locker room. You can't. Like, it's not a gettable thing. And I don't know how that's going to sit with Jimmy. I don't know how well he's going to accept that role.
I don't know Jimmy well enough to even speculate on how that will go. I look at a guy who, to me, was most concerned with getting paid. And I think the whole thing devolved and blew apart in Miami.
I agree with you.
Because he was not getting an extension. So now he comes here and you know what, Jimmy? You're paid. You're getting 120 over the next two. You're getting the remainder of this year. You're no longer suspended. So now you're going to earn your money. Just go play basketball. And if you can't get along on the court with Steph and Draymond, then I would be stunned. Because everything we know about Jimmy Butler, the basketball player, is that he is a competitor. He's a closer. He is a great defender. He's ferocious. So I believe now that he's been paid that he's going to be able to fall in line, quote unquote. And I don't necessarily think that he needs to be the alpha. I think he's done that because, I mean, it's
we'll
been
see.
A void. And yeah, we will
yeah,
see.
No, I hope. Listen,
yeah.
I hope
yeah.
you're right. I hope you're right.
I hope I am too.
I want to be in. But right now, whoo, this does not feel like I were where I would have put my chip for the remainder of Steph Curry's career. Let's go to Carlos in Mountain View. A lot of people want to weigh in. Let's talk to you. Carlos in Mountain View next up on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Carlos. Take it away.
Yeah, I agree with Dibs. I'm thumbs up on this one for the reason that it keeps the Warriors relevant and competitive this year. This team has been, Steve Kerr and the players have been kind of mediocre, had a mediocre season, so I appreciate the ownership and management group that I keep the team relevant. I've been a Warriors fan for a while, and it hasn't been the case in the 90s and 2000s, so this also gives Steph Curry a window in his window to get a championship.
Yeah, Carlos, thanks. I'm interested in this word relevant because I would argue that they're relevant this week because they got involved in the big story of the week. How long does the relevancy last? And I'm not saying, like, if they don't come out and win his first game, we're going to move on. Everybody's going to give this a minute. We're going to take a look at it. But as much as people go, oh, Jimmy Butler is a bigger name than Andrew Wiggins, that's true. But you're not going to be interested if it doesn't work. It's not going to feel relevant if they keep playing 500 basketball.
That's fair. But I do look at, you know, the rest of this year as kind of a test case where you're sitting here at, you're 25-25, which means you got 32 left and you've got one tonight. Jimmy Butler won't play. So after the break, you'll have 31 games of Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler, and you'll get to see if it works or not. And, you know, if you can get in the play-in and emerge and get a series, or you make it all the way to the playoffs and get a series, I do think we'll get a greater sense of whether or not this will work. And I also think that over the course of the final 30-plus games of the year, you'll at least get a chance to look at this team and figure out what you might need around it. And I still think you need a big, and Quentin Post is tall, but he's more of a, I mean, he's a true stretch five. He's not a rim protector.
Yeah.
He's not an interior force.
And I'm glad Looney stayed.
Yep.
Like, that's
agreed.
That's one thing that's kind of nice
and
about
GP
this.
And GP too, I would
yeah.
say as well.
So on the defensive side, those things are really important. I don't know if either of them, right now, I would predict that neither of them will play on this team next year.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Warriors are going to have any room to sign those guys, unless they're really willing to go flying into the second apron again. 888-957-9570. How about Shark in San Leandro? Hey, Shark, thanks for the call. What's up?
Absolutely, man. Thank you guys for having me on. Huge fan of you guys. I'm so excited. I'm just glad we were able to shake some things up. I don't know how you guys feel. I was hearing some pushback, but you got to remember one thing. Steph Curry's got a timeline himself, and I don't feel like we've been able to sell out for him. I don't feel like we pushed all our chips on the table for him, and this is not the best move. I agree with that, but it's a move. And we're sitting in the middle of the pack. It's time to make that move. But appreciate y'all.
Shark, thank you.
Thank you,
for the call. Yeah, I like he says he loves it. I say I don't, but I actually think the opinions are pretty similar. That's why I say I understand it. At least it's a move.
Yep.
They had to make a move. Those things are all true. It's not the perfect move, but I always look, whenever people do things, I look at the motivations behind it. Everybody has said this all day. Nobody thinks Jimmy Butler wants to be here. Jimmy just wants a contract. And nobody thinks the Warriors are dying to have Jimmy Butler here. They just need a move. They need a star. So those things don't mean that it can't work, but I'd argue they are not the best setting for the start of your big move. It's just kind of a need out of, necessity rather than desire.
I get that. It's kind of like when you have a house that you are occupying and you can't make rent, and so you need to get a roommate. You don't want a roommate, but you've got an extra bedroom, and you know somebody who needs a bedroom, and so you call that person and say, hey, I know you need a place to live, and I don't really want a roommate, but I need somebody to help me with the rent. Come on in, and either they help with the dishes, and they help with the laundry, or they make a mess, and they're a terrible roommate. You don't really know until it all happens, and so that's kind of this situation. Jimmy Butler needed a place to go where he could get paid. The Warriors needed somebody to come in and jumpstart this team and get them from this moribund 500 mediocrity into a spot where maybe they're better, but at least they're more exciting. So I'm here to see if it actually can happen.
Let's go to Eric in Pacifica next up. Hi, Eric. We appreciate your call.
What's good, man? Thanks for having me, guys. I don't usually call radio stations, but this one's been weighing on me. You know, I'm just as underwhelmed about this trade as the next guy. But after, you know, listening to the shows today, there, it's like, what more did you got? What else could we have done? You guys want to just stick with the same thing we've been doing. The whole thing has been get Steph help. And it's like, we had to do something. You know, the KD thing fell off. We had to get someone that would move the needle. And I don't think that a B.I. or a Levine would have done that. So, you know, it's not the move it's not the most glamorous move we were all looking for. But it's like, at this point, I just have to trust it, right? Another thing I want to touch on, I'm sorry, is a lot of people are talking down on Dunleavy, and I'm not one to defend him, but it's like, Bob Myers, it's not like he got fired, you know? He was leaving a ship that was sinking, and I think he knew that, you know? It was a hard position for any GM to jump into, and, you know, I don't know how anyone could have made this look easy, so...
Eric, yeah, thanks, man. It's a good phone call. I mean, here's what I would add. As I've sat here and kind of been skeptical about this deal, we haven't necessarily compared it to the idea of doing nothing. I do think it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
It's just not the deal I hoped that they would make. But I'm with Eric. I think I would be even more skeptical today if they had done nothing.
Yeah, and I mean, we all wanted it to be Kevin Durant, but when you couldn't get Kevin Durant, what did you want them to do? Like, would you rather, when the Durant thing fell apart, would you rather have them do nothing or do this?
I mean, at that point, that's the only thing that's there. So, yeah, I'd rather this over nothing. But, other opportunities that had been there over the last year, or who knows what might have come this summer. But I also get it. The timing is just not there. Steph doesn't have time to wait another year to see if there's a deal out there. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, here for your phone calls. 888-957-9570. Are you in or out on the Jimmy Butler trade? This is Willard and Dibs.
Dub Nation, it's Kevon Looney. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I say this.
Say it.
Kevon Looney is still a Warrior.
Oh, thank God.
Come on. on.
Even though he thinks my picks stink.
Well, they do.
The pick is in for the Super Bowl. The pick is in.
I'm sorry.
Cuckoo.
I'm sorry. The what? What did you just say?
There's a football game on Sunday that is going to be sandwiched around the Kendrick Lamar halftime show.
Hey, how often do we say this in life? NFL, you got served.
Look at you.
This week?
Yeah.
You NFL got served.
Bay Area. Yeah. It's Kevon Looney.
No.
Hey,
Diggs,
no. Your picks stink.
Yeah, Lou Dog.
You know what, Grandy?
Tell him. Let's go.
The pick is in, Kevon, and you better stay tuned tomorrow when I cuckoosh the Super Bowl.
Travis Kelce is out here getting mad at people for conspiracy theories about refs, and the whole world is like, I'm sorry, Travis, could you just hold your thought? We're not interested in you right now.
Right.
They just made another massive trade in the NBA.
Exactly. I mean, the NBA, hold my
wow.
beer. And even, like, come Sunday, which will be awesome, is the All-Star game? The All-Star game is next Sunday.
Yes, it's not. Okay. Yes,
no,
it's not during
the Super
Bowl.
I just had a moment because we're watching the All-Star draft right now.
Yes, we are.
And
LeBron and Steph are on the same team along with Anthony Davis and Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Shaq is putting together a squad now.
Yeah.
They're putting together a squad.
And Team Chuck has three centers so far. He's got Wembanyama, the Joker, and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well, they're big.
I guess he's a center.
It's going to be hard to get a rebound against that team.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But anyway. This draft is entertaining, but I kind of just miss the days of East versus West, and I know the players have kind of ruined it.
Yeah,
but
totally.
I mean, for me, that's what the All-Star game should be.
Knockout tournament. We're getting real, real close, y'all, okay? Our entrant today, our winner today, is going to be in the 4 o'clock hour, and it's 3:51. So treat it like a trade deadline. It's got 9 minutes to go for you to get in position so that you can get the keyword, be ready to call when it's the right time to call. We'll tell you how to do it all, but be here at 4 o'clock. It will be keyword time to see if you can play knockout with us inside Chase Center on the floor. And speaking of Chase Center, we are at Splash at Thrive City right now, just outside Chase Center on the Thrive City Plaza, at Splash. And it's the brand new state-of-the-art sports bar and restaurant, 30,000 square feet, TVs everywhere you look, the next one even bigger than the one before it. I think there are three bars inside this place. There's an upstairs, there's a downstairs. The downstairs is fancy, the upstairs is fancy.
Yeah.
Okay? And the food, I just tried the Smash Burger. Yo.
Is it good?
Dude, that thing smashes. It's absolutely outstanding. It's outstanding. The fries are tremendous. We've got a long night ahead here at Splash. It's open to the public tomorrow. Make a reservation. Come on, check it out this weekend. And the next time you go to a Warrior game, get here real early and just hang out here while you are waiting for tip-off. All right. In or out on the Jimmy Butler trade? I think you're hearing both of us sort of like, it's a little bit of a hesitation sensation.
Yeah.
You like the deal. I don't like the deal.
Cha-ching!
But, like, you don't love the deal. And I don't not understand why they did the deal. Like, I think we're in a spot where it's impossible to both love this and hate this. If you're thinking clearly about it, I believe you have to see the positives and the negatives that are just obvious. It's not a perfect match, but the Warriors had to make a deal.
I see that.
So they did.
And I don't see as many of the negatives as there really are. I mean, the negatives, I think, are perceived. For me, the biggest negative was the Jimmy Butler, I want money factor, and that's been taken care of. And you still have, the biggest negative for me is the fit, the basketball fit. If Jimmy Butler will or will not want to play the way that the Warriors like to play, I do think that they've got a couple years now to work it out. The other possible negative is, what now for Jonathan Kuminga? Because if Kuminga comes back and plays well, when he comes back in a week or 2 weeks or whatever it is, when he comes back, can he continue to ball out? And if he does his price go up to where they can't keep him? That, to me, becomes the other shoe that will or will not drop.
Well, let me even ask you this. When Jonathan Kuminga gets back, is he a starter?
No, No, he's
not.
Do
you think he's still going to come off the bench?
Yeah. I mean, I would figure.
Like, I mean, there's a real, real fair question. Who's your two guard, Warriors? Who's your two? If you start Jonathan Kuminga along with Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green, I would argue you're sort of short on somebody who can guard a two. You're also a little short on three-point shooting. Like, I honestly think if I had to guess right now, Kuminga's still your sixth man, and your starting lineup when he gets back, assuming health for all parties, is going to be Steph, Pods,
yeah,
Butler, Draymond, and Post. I think that's going to be your lineup.
Agreed, or Kevon, or TJD, depending on who's sure. hot and you know who you against whom you're playing. I agree, and I think that if you do have Pods, then he can at least take some of the point guard burden off of Steph, and that way, when you go to your second unit, you've got Buddy. At his best, he can get you a bucket, he can shoot the three, and you've got Kuminga, who, with that second unit, becomes more of a featured piece.
Yeah, and that maybe that's a good thing for him, although we know he wants to start. I don't know how many shots are still going to be there for him when he comes back. He's got to get back into the flow, and he's got 30 games to do this, man, and I don't know how much leverage he has. So, again, based on the folks I've talked to, I'd get ready for Jonathan Kuminga to maybe sign an extension for less than we're thinking. That might be all that's there for him. All right, in or out on the deal, let's get back to you. How about Scott in San Rafael? Hey, Scott, thank you for calling.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
up? Hey, just want to let you know I've been listening to your show all the afternoons and love it. Big fan of the afternoon show.
Dude, thanks.
But I'm out on this deal. To trade Wiggins, Wiggins was a positive influence. He's had his most consistent year. He looked like he had really grown up and grown up out of those emotional or whatever he was dealing with in the past. So to trade him, that hurts. That really hurts. And then now to have Butler, who's a problematic, doesn't want to play with us, and now he's going to come. What kind of joy are the Warriors going to have playing? That's what I want to know. When you look across the country, you look at fans that look at other teams, they all love the Warriors because we have joy. They like watching the Warriors. But now, with the dynamic of Dre and Butler, I'm out on this. I kind of hope that this is just going to be at the end of the season, and maybe they'll look to trade him on the offseason.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath, but Scott, thank you for the comments. Thank you for the call. I get it. He is not as touchy-feely as Andrew Wiggins. There's
right.
no doubt about that. I will say this. I'm going to give him a chance. Like, I do think Warrior fans, you need to do this. We've heard about this. We've watched it from afar. We know who Jimmy Butler is. But I'm also going to allow Jimmy Butler the Warrior to be Jimmy Butler the Warrior and then see what that is. Because, for example, as you sit here and say you loved watching Andrew Wiggins, what was your perception of Andrew Wiggins when they acquired him? Because when D'Angelo Russell was sent out, don't forget what the national reaction to Andrew Wiggins was. They're like, what? Andrew Wiggins? That disappointment? That's who you're going to hit Steph Curry to now? And Andrew came out here, and outside of whatever the family issues were, he was a great Warrior. He kept his head down, he played hard, and he was the key piece in a championship run.
Yeah, two-way Wiggs. And just the way you laid that out, I'm thinking about how that whole thing went. So you went from D'Angelo Russell to Andrew Wiggins to Jimmy Butler. That, for me, if you want to criticize front offices, that's a pretty good matriculation going up the ladder. And you got Andrew Wiggins at his best, and you turned him essentially, and I know other pieces went out, a couple of expirings and Lindy Waters, but
sure.
you turned that into Jimmy Butler. So you went from D'Angelo Russell, a guy who you really didn't probably want in the first place, and you flipped him to Andrew. Andrew wins the title, and you flip him to Jimmy Butler. That's pretty good.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I think it at least requires some thought from all of us. So think about the chain link fence that was created with the idea that Kevin Durant wanted to leave. Now, you can argue with the way the front office handled Draymond and all that that led to Kevin wanting to leave. But you get to a point where Kevin Durant wants to leave, and as a front office, what do you do? Well, They turned that into D'Angelo Russell.
Yep.
And then they turned D'Angelo Russell into both Wiggins and Kuminga. And then they won another championship. And now they have chain link fenced this thing again. I don't know if Jimmy Butler will work, but that is pretty good tiptoeing by a front office to keep the original thought of Kevin Durant wants to leave is still a thing.
Yeah.
Because Kuminga is still here too.
Yeah, exactly.
Those things are all attached.
Right, and that's a good way to look at it. And whether or not Jimmy works, and let's just say for the sake of this conversation that it doesn't work, well, now you've got a guy making $60 million that you can trade as an expiring or a near expiring in the next year or two and, you know, bring back some assets. It doesn't necessarily mean that this is now done, no more moves to be made over the next 2.5 years just because you brought in Jimmy Butler.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.